This Sunday morning, 5:26, Easter Sunday. And this is a teaching. It's called the Lord's Prayer. When Jesus came, he brought heaven to earth. We're not waiting for God to do it. View the Lord's Prayer this way. Through the new birth, heaven came to live inside you. The kingdom of God is within you, but we must loose it into the earth. Creation ability is in our mouths and in our hearts. When the church gets a revelation of this, you will see the kingdom coming. John had it right when he said, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." He's waiting on us, not the other way around. I'm going to read the Lord's Prayer. The Lord corrected me on this the other day because I've been reading the Lord's Prayer every day. Or I said, "Don't read it that way." That was Old Covenant. That was an Old Covenant prayer. This is the New Covenant. His kingdom's already come. The kingdom of God is within you. This is 6:9. Right here. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hasn't Jesus already done all these things? The Lord said to me to read it this way. Thank you, Lord, that your kingdom has already come. Your kingdom is within me. Thank you, Lord, you provide for me daily. You already forgave my sins through Jesus. The blood of Jesus forgave my sins. Thank you, Lord, you've already delivered us from temptation. You've delivered us from evil. So the way the Lord said, do it however you want to do it, but do it in a way that it's already done. Speak it like it's already done. Thank you, Lord, your kingdom has come. Your will has been done in earth as it is in heaven. Okay. Many are saying, why doesn't God do something? He has done all he is ever going to do. Through his Son, Jesus Christ, he did a perfect work, and then he sat down with the Father. Hebrews 10. Verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats can take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. His kingdom came. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He brought the kingdom. God is occupied within us, not in temples made with hands. We're not asking him to do something that he's already done. As I was reading, I said, I didn't really realize it. Right here, most of the church is sitting on their suitcases waiting for Jesus to come and change everything. Truth is, he is seated with the Father and waiting until all his enemies are taken out, it says. How is that going to happen? Us and the dominion that we've been given by using his name. We've already been given the power and the glory to use his name. Most of the church is waiting for the kingdom to come and do not even realize that it is within them. For a Christian, as Petrus sang, he brought heaven to earth to show the way. That's all Jesus taught was the kingdom of God. Why would he teach the kingdom of God if it hadn't come? Was fixing to when he died and rose again. Okay, Luke 17. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. God is waiting on us to kick the devil out of our garden. We've already been brought back to Eden. We're not waiting for some pie in the sky expedition to happen. I believe when we get closer to that, then it will qualify his coming to leave here with us. See, God, he lived with his man in the garden. He'd come down and commune with him, walk in the garden with him. But when sin came in, it barred him from that communion and that communication. What did Jesus do? He restored the garden state back into our hearts where we could communicate with our Father. Okay, his coming, let me read this over again. God is waiting on us to kick the devil out of our garden. I believe when we get closer to that, in other words, when we start kicking the devil out, then he'll want to come here. We're not fit to have the king come here, this cesspool we live in. In heaven, they don't live in the mess we live in, and they don't put up with the mess that we put up with. The angel is going to lasso the devil and put him in the pit. But who gave the order? God? No, it's church. Who's supposed to subdue him? Jesus already stripped him of all power and authority. And who is he giving his power and authority to? His church. So why are we praying the kingdom would come when the kingdom's in us? Just saying. The Lord never ceases to amaze me. We must teach the church the truth. Help them unpack their suitcases, put their hand to their plow, and get to work occupying until he does physically come. Again, up to God and Jesus or up to us. I think he wants to come now, but they hadn't taken the gospel. The fields are white for harvest. When the garden was in control of the man, God could come and walk and visit with the man. But when the devil stole it, God barred the garden from man. When Jesus came, what was barred flew open. God came out of the box, and now he was available to all his children. God wants to fellowship with all of us forever. Those looking for a natural temple to be built are wasting their time because that is not a sign of his coming. But the church, the evangelical church, believe that. One thing to remember is that the devil aims to keep us all operating in the flesh, a form of godliness with no power thereof. Jesus brought heaven to earth to show us the way, Father's way, no longer a temple made with hands. 1 Peter 2. Oh, Lord. Verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. When you read Revelation, he's showing you the church. Like I said, a lot of people have a problem with that, but that's what it is. The sealing of the tribes, that's the church. It's not Israel. Now, if they're Christians, Israelites that are Christians, they are part of that. We also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. We must prepare for him a throne to sit upon. As soon as he does come here, he is going to separate the sheep from the goats, and the goats are going into the pit and the devil with the devil and his angels. Through the new birth, we are seated in his throne with him. We have full authority in him. We are seated with him in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. I believe that when we accomplish our mission in the spirit, then we will see the manifestation of what we have done in the natural, heaven in the earth. It's happening right now. The transformation is taking place. When it starts, we start seeing it in the natural, we know it's already been done in the supernatural. Why would a believer always be looking up and longing for heaven? You cannot plow that way. No, we must change our mindset, our hands to the plow, and getting it done. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Bull. That's a bunch of bull. Bunch of doctrine. False doctrine. Revelation 14, 1 through 5. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Where are we seated with him? In heavenly places, right? What we see in Revelation, the coming, we're coming with him. We're with him. This is a spiritual book. See, people take this book and they just take it literally and they miss it. If you die before this happens, God has a place prepared for you, and you'll come with him when he comes here to stay for good. All right. I think that's it. Wait a minute. I have a little bit more. We must teach people and bring them to an understanding of this great mystery. What is the great mystery? Christ in you. Not in temples made with hands. Not pie in the sky. No. He gave us this earth. What are we doing? We're subduing the earth. We're breaking it back under control. So now he can come down now and walk with us in the garden. Understand the concept? He's doing it. I know that's not popular with a lot of people. But ask me if I care. No. 1 Timothy 3:9, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Revelation 7. This is the sealing of the 12 tribes. I'm not going to read all of it. But we see here, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor any on the sea or any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And it lists them. There's the church. So why are so many messed up in escape theology? That's what's been taught. This book is spiritual, must be discerned spiritually. Problem is that men have taken it a spiritual book and discerned it naturally and literally. That's why every book you read on it, you get more confused. The Lord's Prayer does not in any way indicate a being taken away to heaven, but of the coming of his kingdom to the earth. They even had a problem with this when Paul lived. This is 2 Timothy 2. Be a last scripture. 2 Timothy 2. Verse 14 there, starting. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. It's gotten weirder and weirder the last 10 years, believe me. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood and of earth, some to honor, some dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. You know why we're here? Win the lost. That's the goal. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Okay, that's going to do it.